May the Lord keep us together in peace and harmony. Amen. Dear family, I'm going to finish a message I'd begun several days ago about the Lord's armor. I confess that I can be lazy and hard-headed. We already know that. I don't like battles. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But the Lord has shown me that I won't be able to love anyone if I get defeated in battle. So I force myself to obey. If I don't put the helmet on first thing in the morning, my thoughts run aground and slide into an apathetic past when I didn't know the Lord or have His grace. Life was a gray mist with no future until I purposed in my heart that I would not live this way anymore. I would find something I love to do and make a living at it. I would find something I love to do and make a living at it. This was when I was about 18, 19 years old. That's how I became a nature photographer, and I loved my work. But I was very prone to depression as a young woman, and I constantly had to fight that gray mist that would periodically pull me down. I'm sharing this with you because now I must motivate myself to fight the black mist of demons that are continually reminding me of my failures of the past. Yet the Lord is continually reminding me that He has indeed done a new thing in my life, and I am not that pitiful couch potato with buck teeth and slightly overweight that felt so alienated from society. So the Lord began here. You have seen how the governments play with misinformation to mislead their opponents. Well, Satan's servants are also very well versed and trained in these techniques, far more than human beings imagine. Their whole purpose is to mislead and derail a soul's destiny. They have played softball with you, knowing how impressionable and curious you are. And when he said that, I thought, yeah, they wouldn't play hardball because it's not necessary. Anyway, continuing on, you were beginning to realize the importance of the armor, and that is very, very real and substantial. I give it to those in the front lines and to their leaders. But if you are lazy and half-heartedly believing, you will not avail yourself of it. Use the armor, Claire. Use the armor. Now, in wisdom and recognition of how important it truly is, I will give you further instruction so you can become stronger in the face of temptations. The helmet of salvation is meant to go deep into your mind that I have redeemed you from this world. You are a new creation. All the things of this earth, your attractions, desires, faults, rebellion, etc., have been covered in my blood. For this reason, a red helmet will remind you that you are covered in my blood. Since so many things are affected by your thinking, you need to determine the weaknesses you have. That is, the things that cause you to think in a negative manner. When I say negative manner, I am referring to the individual attitudes and patterns thinking that have come with you from the world. Attitudes such as complaining, griping, fault-finding, judgment, self-indulgence, independent thinking, researching beyond what is necessary, love of knowledge that is contaminating, self-pity, self-deprecation, constant mental whipping of yourself for what you deem as stupidity. By the way, I have found a way to reverse those negative exclamations when things don't go my way. For instance, let's say the hot water heater stops working. I have never had running water here on the mountain, let alone hot water. But thanks to one of our skilled members, we were able to have that. Well, instead of complaining, stupid water heater. The very second I catch myself saying that, I repent and say, Thank you, Lord, for the convenience of running water. And I mean it from the heart. And I actually recall lugging a 5-gallon jerry can up the rugged hillside to provide water. So I have applied this rule to every single complaint that manages to come up and out of me. And I think it's much more pleasing to the Lord. After all, these little conveniences are also fast offerings to back up our prayers. Jesus continued, "The enemy is very skilled in these patterns of thinking, and he has seen to it that you grow up with these attitudes, guiding you and forming you from your parents." My one parent, actually, didn't have a father. This is why generations can be crippled. Once the negative narrative has been established, the child's thinking is set for the rest of their lives, unless something huge happens to pull them out of this. But mind you, any time a soul who has conquered these negative narratives suffers setbacks, such as illness or loss of job, failure at a project, divorce or an accident, they can fall back into these negative patterns of seeing themselves severely deficient in relation to the world, which causes them to just want to lay down and die or give up. And if this goes on long enough, they can lose the gains they fought so hard for and begin to settle for what is easy, losing the vision of a victorious life. The body is set up to strengthen those areas that are damaged. Therefore, you might have conquered these things in the past, but let's say you're beset by a painful illness, such as you and your husband have. The body then takes from the positive thinking chemicals in your brain and applies them to pain centers and the areas of your mind that process thinking and positive coping. Then you become depressed and you tend to slip back into those patterns of negativity you overcame when you were younger. You, my love, have been riding a seesaw all your life, struggling with these. And that is why we are sitting here together now. And I am imparting to you the answers you need to continue on in victory over your past. But more than that, for those who will come after you, who suffer in this very same way. I was beginning to feel really bad as the Lord was talking about this, and I don't even know why. But Jesus continued, "Now don't go that way. I'm here to steer you in a new direction. When you realize the hand you have been dealt in life, such as the kind of parents you had or didn't have, and how they modeled coping in your life, for better or for worse, you can succumb to self-pity and bitterness. But I'm here to tell you that I can turn it all around. There is hope. You do not have to become that adolescent you were once that felt so defeated in life. Lord, I've been seeing myself back in time that way, and it is so ugly." He continued, "Part of that is a function of age, but part of it is the demons reminding you of your failures. This is where grace comes in, especially the graces associated with the full armor and the helmet. Other graces are obtained through worship and receiving my body and blood with the right attitude and reverence. But here I am focusing on the helmet. My people, each one of you are different in what you are lacking in some degree or another. This is where you can make a conscious decision to strengthen your armor in much the same way you make the conscious decision to take calcium and magnesium for your bones. You have the freedom to make the decision about what you want to be fortified against. Normally, you do not think this way. That is why I am focusing on this, so you will begin to think this way. I want all of you who are afflicted with toxic attitudes to overcome them, even before I take you to heaven, where the leaves of the trees growing along the river of life will heal anything left in your natures. Are you surly and negative in your thinking, so you snap at others when they inconvenience you? You can guard against this with a spirit of thanksgiving, lining the inside of your helmet so that you correspond by thanking God for that person in your life and all they mean to you. You could be all alone, as many older people are, who have nothing to interact with other than their movies and entertainments. If you allow the negativity to continue, you dampen the spirit of God and worship and become nothing more than a bodysuit with a spirit in retreat from life. For this helmet, I am assigning an outer covering of blood-red steel with a 3-inch thick lining of memory foam made of pure spun gold. Now look again and you will see a translucent image of an illuminated brain inside the helmet. It is my brain, infused with my mind, and as you place the helmet on your head, my mind disappears into yours, becoming a perfect fit. I am giving you the mind of Christ, encased in steel armor and covered in my redeeming, sanctifying blood, lined with golden filters, appropriate to your individual needs. Now about these filters, you can have as many as you deem necessary according to daily struggles of your life. For you, Claire, one layer of pure, unadulterated, joyful thanksgiving is closest to your head. The next layer is unconditional love and charity. And finally, on the inside, a layer of indomitable courage fused with perseverance. Now this is a very real helmet. I have just created it for you. Inside are the inner workings of my mind that pertains to your life experience. You are mentally fully equipped. He read my thoughts. Yes, you may add a layer of patience. Let that be part of the steel. Case-hardened steel in the fires that forge patience. Now take this and put it on, saying, I have the mind of Christ, protected by the blood of Christ. All that I need to know, all the motivation and inspiration I need to fulfill my destiny is contained within this helmet, which I receive from you now, my Lord. Jesus continued, you are going to see a difference in your willingness to tackle the harder things. As you do this each day, I will speak to you about the other pieces of armor as well, but I want to address all of you, dear ones. Hold on to me with all your strength. Do not take your eyes off of me or look to anyone else to save you. Not friends, not government, not even money. Saving you is my job. To save and protect you is my whole heart's intention. You make it difficult for me, though, when you allow the ugliness of the world to imprint your thoughts and drag you down. So I'm asking you to stay positive and stand in faith, knowing that I am doing something very great in your day, something many have longed to see, but it is your eyes that will behold it.